Well, good morning, beloved. Thank you again for joining me this beautiful Wednesday morning as we have come together to read God's Word, spend a few moments in His Word together. Today, we are in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 9 through 18. The book of Deuteronomy is presented as Moses' last words to the generation of Israelites who are ready to enter and occupy the Promised Land. His opening speech includes a review of Israel's wilderness journey from Mount Sinai to where they are now, encamped in the plains of Moab. Today's reading outlines the appointment of judges to help bear the responsibility of leadership. And God's saving words for us this week still are justice and peace. So let's begin reading Deuteronomy chapter 1, beginning at verse 9. Moses said to the people, "While we were still at Mount Sinai, I told you the responsibility for leading you is too much for me. I can't do it alone. The Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky. May the Lord, the God of your ancestors, make you increase 1,000 times more and make you prosperous as he promised. But how can I bear alone the heavy responsibility of settling your disputes? Choose some wise, understanding, and experienced men from each tribe, and I will put them in charge of you. And you agreed that this was a good thing to do. So I took the wise and experienced leaders that you chose from your tribes, and I placed them in charge of you. Some were responsible for 1,000 people, some for 100, some for 50, and some for 10. Also appointed other officials throughout the tribes. At that time, I instructed them, listen to the disputes that come up among your people. Judge every dispute fairly, whether it concerns only your people or involves foreigners who live among you. Show no partiality in your decisions. Judge everyone on the same basis, no matter who they are. Do not be afraid of anyone, for the decisions you make come from God. If any case is too difficult for you, bring it to me and I will decide it. At the same time, I gave you instructions for everything else you were to do." And today's key verse is Deuteronomy 1:16, where Moses said, "Judge every dispute fairly, whether it concerns only your own people or involves foreigners who live among you." You know, in today's passage of Scripture, Moses is acknowledging the need for good moral and legal leadership. He recognized that as the nation was turning into, instead of hundreds of thousands, that they were turning into millions of people. And it would be impossible for him or any other single individual to be able to listen to their disputes and decide on them fairly. And so he set up a system that is still copied today, even in the government structure that we have here in the United States. And so he said some people would be in charge of, 10 families. And that would be like perhaps, a precinct delegate. And then he had said there will be some that will be in charge of 50 families. And so that might be somebody who, a judge that would be in charge of a precinct or whatever. And up and up and up. And so, the people were not left to their own devices, but men of good repute were chosen to judge fairly, regardless of how it affected them. They were to be fair, regardless of who they were judging over, whether it was fellow Jews or it was a foreigner living in the land with them. And that shows the importance for godly men and women to be obedient to God and to stand in those places of trust and make righteous decisions so that the country can live at peace. Let's pray. Sovereign God, when I face situations that involve disagreements or conflict, help me to discern your will so that matters can be resolved fairly and peaceably. In your holy name I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Deuteronomy chapter 10, where the covenant is renewed. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, your family, all that is yours, your friends. That's what the Word of God promises. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. And that's what God is in the business of doing, is blessing His children to the second, third, and fourth generation. Amen. God bless.